Hello there, Dr. Alan Hedberg here with you, and this is the Psychology Report. Today I'd like to talk about a very strong emotion. In small amounts or in mild proportion, anger can be constructive, can motivate us to do things differently, it can motivate us to improve, it can motivate us to make changes, can motivate us to stick with something to the bitter end, if you will. But high levels of anger are totally destructive. There's no way that excessive amounts of anger can be constructive. It's the most destructive emotion known to human man. Now, what about anger? How are you on the anger scale? How would you rate your children on the anger scale? Let me give you a couple questions, and you can do the rating. You can rate them from 1 to 5, if you will, or kind of true or false. Here's number 1. Anger is experienced very quickly, without warning, and flares up without notice. Now, if your child is like that, give a child a high rating on anger. That's the way anger children and anger adults live and respond and behave. Very quickly. Very quick to anger. And they flare up. It's like going from 0 to 100 in a matter of seconds in a car. Now, if you allow that in your home, if you allow that with your children, then you are teaching your child to not only be angry, but to live in an expressive, angry life. Number 2, anger is expressed fully and strongly. Okay, if that's you, give yourself a point in anger. If that's your child, then your child is an angry child. And if you allow that, you're teaching your child to not only be angry, but to live an angry lifestyle. Angry fully and strongly. In other words, that would be difficult for anybody to quell or to soften or to stop. If you live a life or your child lives a life where anger is brought about quickly and also fully and very strongly, that child's out of control. And you are in a home of anger. And you are in an environment of anger. And if you allow that, there will be just more of it to come throughout childhood and into adulthood. That child will become an angry child and become an angry adult. Here's the third question. My child holds the belief that anger feelings should not be avoided or suppressed. Well, if you believe that as an adult, in other words, this is the way I am, this is the way I feel, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to say, this is how I want to react, and you just do it. Well, then you shed, or you spread, if you will, you spread your anger to the people around you. If you allow that in your child, you're teaching your child to not hold back, or to not quell, or to control, or to moderate anger feelings, but to express them fully and strongly, and not to avoid, not to suppress. That child will be an angry adult, out of control. It will have relationships that will be based on anger. Here's another one. My child holds a belief that one should not need to go to great lengths to avoid provoking other people to anger. In other words, if that's you or as an adult or if that's your child, what basically it's saying here is that you don't stop other people from their anger. You don't stop yourself provoking other people to anger. If you want to be angry, that's your point of view. But it's saying here, I will provoke other people to anger. I won't hold back. I won't moderate it for the sake of other people. But I will just express my anger and expect them to handle it. And if they express anger, so be it. That's their problem. In other words, it's not just anger within yourself, but it's the idea of not quelling or not controlling or not moderating the anger to provoke somebody else into anger. You'll let them have their anger as well. Here's another one. My child holds the belief that it is better to let other people know that you are angry rather than to hide it. It's not a matter of hiding anger. It's a matter of moderating it. Matter of just controlling it. Letting it be just in a mild or moderate form. But if you allow your child to just live this angry life and expressive life and do whatever he wants, say whatever he wants, make other people feel angry, not control that, not limit the effects upon other people, then you are teaching a child to live an angry lifestyle. And that child will have nothing but destruction in his life. Because remember, small amounts of anger can be creative and can be help other people be productive and achieving and successful and to take on tasks and to fulfill them and to follow them up. But high levels of anger are totally destructive. Destructive for oneself, destructive for other people. Now, anger is also an emotion that is very destructive for one's health, not just relationships. Obviously, anger destroys relationships. Anger will interfere with positive relationships, whether it's marital relationships, parental relationships, friend relationships, or whatever. But anger also has another component, that is the effect on your health. High levels of anger are associated with ill health. High levels of anger are associated with the destruction of certain organs in the body, particularly the heart. Moderate to low levels of anger can create a kind of an emotion and a willpower and a determination to succeed and to achieve and to do well and to be creative and to be successful. And it doesn't interfere with one's life. It doesn't knock out one's organs like the heart. But high levels of anger does. High levels of anger will destroy the body, starting with the heart. A recent research study was done, which is a very interesting one. The international study completed using 12,000 people representing 52 different countries of the world. And what they found was this, that if you have anger, you are having an ill effect upon your heart. Blood pressure, heart rate, the general functioning of the heart. But if you work hard, and if you really exert yourself and overdo yourself and overexert yourself, that also has a negative effect upon the heart. So we have two things. One is strong anger, and the other one is strong work. That will adversely affect the functioning of the heart. But here's what the research study found. That if you put the two together, if while you are angry, you exert yourself excessively through work, or maybe running a race, or being in a marathon, or whatever it might be, and you have to really exert yourself, if you have those two together, you have three times the chance of having a heart attack than you would if you didn't have anger and you didn't work hard. But if you have anger, you increase your chances of a heart attack. If you have hard work, you increase your chance of having a heart attack. But put the two together, you not only have a chance of having a heart attack, but three times likely to have a heart attack. So obviously, anger is a destructive emotion. It destroys the heart primarily. And then over time will affect other organs of the body. And will affect how you think. It will affect relationships. It will affect your level of performance. And it will have an effect upon your occupational life, your career. You can't go forward in a career being a highly angry person. You can't succeed in school being a highly angry child or young adult. That they don't mix. So the issue is here, if you have anger, you need to address it. Sometimes you're going to need a little professional help to do that. A psychologist would be a very good person to contact to help you get in better control of your emotions of anger, understand them, and be able to moderate them. Learn the skills of moderating the anger. There are times when anger can be expressed, but most of the time it's a matter of moderation and mildness with which you speak in anger. Anger is to be controlled. Anger is to be moderated. Anger is to be brought under the umbrella, under the bushel, so to speak, of control. We are not to live a life of undue anger and overly expressive anger. That's not how to live. All aspects of our life are ill affected. So get control of it. Get some professional help to help you, you know, do that. Learn how to deep breathe. When you start to feel angry, just breathe slowly and take a deep breath in, hold it, and then just let it out very slowly to the count of five. Do that 5 or 10 times, but do it many times throughout the day until that anger is under control and moderated. Exercise. But exercise only moderately, only in mild proportions when you're angry. Not excessive. Don't get into punching bags and into running 3 and 4 and 5 miles. And don't get into this issue of just being an excessive weight builder when you're angry. Because all you're doing is putting your heart at risk and more likely to have a heart attack. Learn how to visualize being in a place of calmness, of quietness and stillness and control. Might be just laying down on the beach in the sand and letting the sun come on you. It might be just a matter of doing an exercise of activity that you enjoy doing. It might be gardening. It might be working in the flower garden. It might be things that you can just, that you enjoy doing, writing, singing, whatever it might be. But imagine yourself in a calm and quiet place, doing a quiet and a calm activity. Slow down. Learn muscle relaxation. Learn yoga. Learn how to meditate in calmness and quietness using deep breathing. And just focus on the word quiet, to focus on the word still, focus on the word be calm, let go, relax. Get those words, make them part of your vocabulary. See those words written like on a board, on a blackboard in front of you. See those words written in a screen in front of you. Hear those words in your ear, calm. Be still, quiet, let go, peace, be at ease, easy does it. All those words can just quiet the body, quiet the heart rate, quiet it down. But make sure you get somebody to be of help to you. Somebody who can talk with you and give you some pointers and some guidelines of why you're angry. And what you can do to reduce that and change that, and then how you can learn behavior patterns that will reduce anger and eliminate anger from your life. This has been the Psychology Report. We've been talking about anger today. And what I'd like to do is to refer you to my book, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. And in that book, I have 2 sections, 2 chapters, that focuses on high levels of stress and anger. And this whole questionnaire about how angry are you and how angry is your child, and can you get a hold of the methods and the procedures by which anger can be better controlled and moderated and let go. So it's a great book for teaching, for parents to teach children how to relax and how to change their level of anger and reduce it. It's a good book for parents, for grandparents, to help their grandchildren calm down and get rid of some of that anger that otherwise they live with and would be destructive. There are other books that in my website, so check it out. Booksbyhedberg.com. Booksbyhedberg.com. Feel free to take a look, and thanks for joining me today, and this has been the Psychology Report.